We talk football. The Beavers getting off to a good start here on Friday night. 17-0 win over the Ulysses Tigers. Then they will have two road games here consecutively beginning on Friday night at Holcomb at 7 o'clock. We're joined with one of those couple seniors joining us here on the show this evening, and senior Lauren Froh. And how you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you. How good did it feel to kind of get back out on the field and get some playing time there on Friday night against Ulysses?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I'm just grateful to be out there, and you got to love every second of it. It was awesome. We started off kind of slow, but we gained our feet in the third and fourth quarter. So.
Yeah, you guys did, and you've been one of those that's one of the longest starters on the program, defensively especially, a three-year starter. So does it feel weird that now go from the youngest to being one of the oldest out there on the field?
Yes, it's definitely a change of mindset for you.
And you've, of course, been a little bit more involved with the offense. You got the first points of the year on that touchdown play, and a nice little run turning up there. And ironically, in the last two games that you played, you've scored a touchdown. So, I mean, kind of nice to start things off that way.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah, what do you remember about your touchdown catch last Friday?
Oh, it was all I remember is catching the ball, and I turned and I saw the end zone and I just headed for it, you know.
Yeah, and nobody was in your way.
Nope, it was good.
Well, as you look ahead here, get on the road here, and always going to be good battle with Holcomb, and that starts on Friday night there, and a pretty good team also 1-0. And what have you seen with Holcomb and leading into Friday night's ball game?
Yeah, they run a lot of RPO, and we've been working on that a lot. And we've been working on offense. We've been working a lot on defense or on blocking, and then we put in a couple new plays, so it should be good.
Yeah, it should be a fun one, I think, Friday night there. And, you know, it's always been Ulysses. Scott City's been a long-time rival. Now it's kind of been a little bit more of a rivalry last few years, especially with Holcomb. What's the rivalry like with the Longhorns?
Oh, yeah, we're getting heated up about the Longhorns. It's always since I've been a freshman, it's been a pretty big rivalry, and we're excited for it this week.
It should be a fun one. Always is a good game to be played here between Scott City and Holcomb. And what would you like to see as you move on through the year here?
Well, I would love to see us as a whole pick up blocking schemes. And if we do that, I think we're going to be pretty unstoppable.
All right. Hopefully it's a good one again Friday night. Senior Lauren Froh joining us here. Thanks again as always, and good luck to you coming up Friday and throughout the year here.
Thanks.
All right, once again, Senior Lauren Froh joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll have our next guest come up here and talk, and Senior Jeffrey Nix. Go ahead and take a seat there, and we'll get to talk with one of the other seniors. He's now a two-way starter there, offensive line and at linebacker. And Jeffrey, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How about yourself?
Doing all right, thank you. And you mainly played primarily just offensive line last year. Now you're working at interior linebacker and now at guard there. And what was it like the last Friday night there as you went through the two ways there, playing a lot of minutes?
I was pretty gassed by the end of the game, but it was a heck of a time. Had a blast.
What was the game like? It was a hot evening, but had to be fun kind of get back out. There was all the uncertainties going on leading into the game.
It was pretty fun. Went 7 back on the field after last year. Pretty fun time. Mm-hmm. The weather was perfect, I thought, and it was just great to be back on the field.
Well, yeah, that opening drive, you guys paved some pretty good holes there and kind of had a tough second quarter, but, you know, second drive, that third quarter on, I guess, kind of what changed for you guys maybe after halftime, especially for the guys up front?
We just needed to know. We just needed to make the holes bigger, get our blocking schemes all right, planned out, just make a way for the running backs and receivers.
Well, as you move ahead here, you guys are going to be playing on Friday there at Holcomb, and you've been part of the rivalry too last year, and even, you know, through middle school and high school. And first road trip of the year, do you like playing on the road quite a bit?
It's okay, I guess. I'd rather be at home with our crowd behind our back on our home turf, but on the way, this is fine.
Yeah, you guys have played, you know, going back to last year, you guys played 5 games at home in a row, including Friday night. Now you're going to be on the road. But, yeah, it's a fun experience. How do you, as you go forward through this last season here in football, what are some things that you try to maybe embrace as you go through your final run?
Play every minute as it's your last. Like, it's your last season. Just got to keep going out. Just have fun. Have a great time.
All right. Well, hopefully it's been a good start for you, and hopefully you continue to have some fun there at Holcomb on Friday. Senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here. Thanks again for joining me here, and you had a pretty good start there, and good luck to you coming up on Friday.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Our third guest will be assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here. And Coach, if I remember right, this is your 11th year of the program?
I think it's my 11th year.
Well, as an assistant, of course, a player as well. But last Friday night, a good win for you guys to start off the season. I thought, Ulysses, they were a scrappy team, and you guys were able to kind of withstand some of their drives there, especially in the second quarter and first part of that third quarter. And overall, looking back, what were your thoughts on last Friday's ball game there with Ulysses?
You know, I thought we played them pretty decent. We came right out the gate, went down and scored on them. I think if we would have scored the second touchdown, we kind of had a little momentum there, got down there. If we would have scored that, I think we probably would have ran away with the ball game. We got stopped with some penalties, and that kind of let them back in the game. What a lot of people don't realize is some of those receivers that Ulysses had were 170, 180-pound wrestlers, really strong, athletic guys. And they had a good team. They outweighed us, you know, and pretty physical.
Well, I think they had one of the probably the better linebackers that you'll see all season in the Kenny kid. And I thought you guys were able to kind of slow him down a little bit, making a lot of the stops. But he did make an impact early, but guys were able to make some adjustments, especially in that second half.
Yeah, you know, Coach Q down at Ulysses claims that's the best player he's ever coached, and he is a really good player. Mm-hmm. And last year he caused us a lot of fits. This year we focused on getting our center to the backside backer, and which was him, and we ended up stopping him.
Well, I think it's probably a little unusual. See, Ulysses, they've been a run-first team for as long as we can remember, but they came out pass-heavy, especially in that first half, and then they, of course, had to when they were down a couple scores there in the second half. But after a while there, it felt like your kids really adjusted really well to what they were running and got some pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, you know, all we had for tape was their scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And their scrimmage showed exactly what they've done for the last 25 years. And so that's what we practiced against. They come out in a spread offense. They put some of those big athletic kids out at receiver, not as receivers, more as blockers. And threw us for a loop there for a little bit. We made some adjustments there at halftime, moved Sawyer inside a little bit instead on top of the guy, and basically shut it down. Put him on the line of scrimmage, let him make the tackle, and kind of shut it down.
Well, now you move ahead here. It's a couple road games in a row here on Friday night. You start off with Holcomb on the road, and this is a team that's 1-0 as well. They've got pretty good bulk of their offense back from a year ago, a team that you guys faced early in the playoffs and twice last year. But this is a team that's going to have a little bit more of an upperclassman-heavy look to them on Friday.
You know, they look pretty salty, too. They're big as well. They're definitely bigger than us as far as on the offensive line. The Johnson kid is a nice little running back. He looks short and small, but he's got great feet. Mm-hmm. Looks really good. They got a defensive end that's a big guy, 6'2", 6'3", 240, very athletic. You know, it's going to be a fun football game.
And it always is when you have those two teams together. But, you know, it's going to be weird this year if things work out. Scott City and Holcomb, you won't have a matchup in the first round because how they aligned the playoffs for the districts, but could be later in the playoffs. But is this a good early season test to see kind of the offense that they run and the run-pass option? Because that seems like it's really turning into the more popular thing now in football today.
You know, that's one of the harder things for me, especially at the middle linebacker position, and teaching these guys. Usually it's run first and get across the face and beat the guy up in front of you. With this type of offense, it's kind of a sit and wait. Wait for your gap to open up and then go fill it type of a deal. So it's kind of nice to have it early on so that maybe we can adjust and get a little better at that type of offense instead of seeing it in the playoffs.
Assistant Coach Landon Frank joining us here from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. The Beavers begin the first of two on the road this Friday night as they go to Holcomb to face the Longhorns. And thanks, as always, Coach, here. Good luck to you guys coming up on Friday.
All right, thanks.